Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, a non-invasive brain-computer interface is decoded via deep learning, and Hippocrates introduces an open-source machine learning framework for advancing large language models in healthcare. Plus, we explore the blurred line between person and bot on the internet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a new study where researchers have developed a brain-computer interface that uses deep learning to allow users to control a computer cursor with just their thoughts. The technology could potentially help people with motor or speech disorders interact with computers and prosthetic limbs more easily. Here, with more details, is our Simply AI correspondent. So how exactly does this brain-computer interface work?
The interface works by analyzing brain waves recorded through electroencephalography, or EEG. In the study, participants were instructed to imagine moving their hands in specific ways to control the movement of a cursor on a screen. For example, imagining moving the right hand would move the cursor to the right, while imagining moving both hands would move it upwards. The brain activity patterns associated with these imagined movements were then decoded using deep learning algorithms.
And how well did the deep learning-based system perform compared to traditional brain-computer interfaces?
The researchers tested two different deep learning architectures and compared them to a traditional decoder over the course of 7 sessions. They found that the deep learning-based systems improved their performance over time and ultimately outperformed the traditional decoder by the final session. This allowed the participants to control the cursor and track randomly moving objects with a high degree of accuracy, all without moving a muscle.
That's impressive. What are some of the potential applications of this technology beyond the research lab?
One key potential application is assisting people with motor or speech impairments to interact with computers and control prosthetic limbs. The ability to manipulate objects on a screen or in the real world using only brain activity could be hugely beneficial for those with limited muscle control. Additionally, the researchers suggest that both healthy and impaired individuals could use brain-computer interfaces for gaming and other interactive applications.
It will be fascinating to see how this technology develops in the coming years and what impact it may have for people with disabilities. Thank you for that report. Shifting gears to another transformative technology, artificial intelligence is bringing sophisticated computational techniques to challenges ranging from diagnostics to treatment planning in healthcare. In this dynamic field, large language models, or LLMs, are emerging as powerful tools capable of parsing and understanding complex medical data, promising to revolutionize patient care and research. Here with more on this is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, what are some of the key challenges facing AI applications in healthcare?
One of the main issues is the intricate nature of medical data and the rigorous demands for accuracy and efficiency in medical diagnostics. For AI applications, the challenge is not only processing vast amounts of data, but also delivering precise and applicable insights in real-time clinical environments. Existing research includes models like Metatron 70B, which uses supervised fine-tuning on medical texts, and MedAlpaca, which leverages the LAMME architecture for medical dialogues. BioGPT focuses on biomedical text generation, while PMC LAMME enhances performance through domain-specific pre-training from large biomedical databases. However, these tools are limited by restricted access to proprietary datasets and the complexity of training models to handle the nuances of medical terminology and patient data effectively.
But now researchers have introduced a new open-source framework called Hippocrates. How does this differ from prior models, and what advantages does it offer?
Unlike prior models that rely on proprietary data, Hippocrates grants full access to its extensive resources, fostering greater innovation and collaboration in medical AI research. The framework integrates continual pre-training and reinforcement learning with feedback from human experts, enhancing the model's practical utility in medical settings. It employs a systematic methodology, starting with continual pre-training on a comprehensive corpus of medical texts. The models, including the HIPPO family of 7B parameter models, are then fine-tuned using specialized datasets such as MedQA and PMC patients. This process leverages instruction tuning and reinforcement learning techniques to align model outputs with expert medical insights. Robust evaluation using the Eleuther AI framework ensures the models are tested across various medical benchmarks to validate their efficacy and reliability.
And what kind of results has the Hippocrates framework demonstrated so far in terms of performance and accuracy?
The Hippocrates framework has shown remarkable efficacy. The HIPPO 7B models achieved a five-shot accuracy of 59.9% on the MedQA dataset, surpassing the 58.5% accuracy of competing 70B parameter models. This is a significant improvement, highlighting the framework's effectiveness. These models also consistently outperform other established medical LLMs across multiple benchmarks, validating the robustness of the training and fine-tuning processes employed. The results affirm Hippocrates' capability to enhance the precision and reliability of AI applications in the medical domain.
It certainly sounds like an exciting development for AI in healthcare. Any final thoughts on the potential impact of the Hippocrates framework?
The Hippocrates framework represents a major advancement in applying LLMs to healthcare. By providing open access to comprehensive resources and employing refined methodologies, it facilitates substantial improvements in medical diagnostics. The successful implementation and superior performance of the HIPPO models, evidenced by their robust accuracy across various benchmarks, underscores the framework's potential to enhance medical research and patient care through innovative AI-driven solutions. As an open-source initiative, Hippocrates is poised to accelerate collaboration and innovation in this critical field.
That was our Simply AI correspondent with a fascinating look at how the Hippocrates framework is advancing artificial intelligence applications in healthcare. Certainly a development to watch closely. Speaking of AI, the internet is feeling a bit strange these days. Spaces that used to feel vibrant and full of real people now seem lifeless and robotic. This phenomenon has been dubbed dead internet theory, and it's gaining traction online. For more on this, we turn to our Simply AI correspondent, Bella. So tell us, what exactly is dead internet theory?
Well, David, dead internet theory suggests that much of the internet has been taken over by artificial intelligence, with bots and algorithms driving a lot of the content and interactions we see online. The theory first gained mainstream attention a few years ago, but it seems even more relevant today in the age of advanced AI like ChatGPT. Back then, the focus was on how algorithmic curation on sites like Twitter made the internet feel sterile and repetitive. But now, the lines between human and AI are blurring even further.
That's a fascinating and somewhat unsettling idea. Can you give us some examples of how this is playing out in the current internet landscape?
Absolutely. Today, we're seeing AI models that are incredibly adept at mimicking human communication styles. They can engage in witty banter, tell compelling stories, and even show creativity and originality in their outputs. This has led to a proliferation of AI-generated content that is often indistinguishable from human-created posts, articles, and artwork. As a result, it's becoming harder and harder to tell if you're interacting with a real person online or a highly sophisticated bot.
It sounds like this trend has really accelerated in recent years. What do you think are the implications of an internet increasingly populated by AI?
It's a complex issue with a lot of potential ramifications. On one hand, AI can help generate a wealth of content and keep online spaces feeling active and engaging. But there are also concerns about authenticity, manipulation, and the erosion of genuine human connection. If we can't tell who or what we're interacting with, it could lead to a sense of alienation and mistrust. At the same time, the ubiquity of AI may force us to reevaluate what we value in online interactions. Is it the fact that we're connecting with a human, or the quality and substance of the interaction itself?
Those are profound questions without easy answers. One thing seems clear: as AI continues to advance and permeate the internet, we'll all need to stay vigilant and discerning in our online interactions. Thanks for this thought-provoking discussion, Bella. Clearly, dead internet theory is no longer just a fringe conspiracy, but a lens for examining our strange new digital reality. On a more positive note regarding AI, a new dataset called TorNet, containing radar data from thousands of tornadoes that have hit the U.S. over the past decade, could help improve tornado detection and save lives. The dataset was curated by researchers at MIT Lincoln Laboratory and has now been released as open source. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly does this TorNet dataset contain, and how could it help with tornado detection?
The TorNet dataset is quite comprehensive. It includes radar returns not just from storms that spawned tornadoes, but also from nearby severe storms that had nearly identical conditions but never produced a tornado. This combination of positive and negative examples could allow machine learning algorithms to better distinguish the unique radar signatures of tornado formation. By training on this large real-world dataset, AI models may be able to detect tornadoes with higher accuracy than current methods. The researchers have already released some initial models trained on TorNet that show promising results.
Tornadoes can be very difficult to detect, even with advanced radar systems. What makes them so challenging to identify and predict?
A big part of the challenge is that a tornado's distinctive funnel cloud can be obscured to radar. Meteorologists often can't say with certainty exactly when a tornado has formed, based on the radar data alone. There's also still a lot of uncertainty around why some severe storms produce tornadoes, while others, with seemingly identical conditions, do not. These gaps in understanding limit our ability to provide early warnings. That's where a dataset like TorNet could be transformative, by enabling AI to uncover patterns and precursors that human analysts might miss.
How significant could this be in terms of improving tornado forecasting and saving lives?
If this dataset and the machine learning models trained on it live up to their potential, it could open up entirely new possibilities for tornado prediction. We could see a future where AI is able to identify tornadoes with a much higher degree of accuracy and with more advanced warning. Even just a few extra minutes of lead time on a tornado warning could allow more people to reach safety. With around 1,200 tornadoes causing billions in damage and dozens of fatalities in the US each year, the impacts of better detection really can't be overstated.
It will certainly be exciting to follow this research and see if this new treasure trove of tornado data leads to the breakthroughs that the MIT team is hoping for. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.